WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, and starting off pretty nicely. The rain has ended, and right now you've got 61 degrees out there and the sun is coming out. So looks like we're going to get a couple of days reprieve from the wet weather, and then it'll be back for the weekend. But we kind of expected that by this point, right? So, hey, let's just take what we can get. You know, if we get a couple of hours on Sunday where there's sun, let's just take advantage of it. I'm looking at the forecast on television right now, and they're predicting it's going to be about 80 degrees in New Bedford by 3 p.m. So that'll certainly feel a lot differently than yesterday did. Yesterday I walked out of here, and I've been wearing shorts every day because I've got these stitches in my knee, and I got to keep, you know, making sure that it's wrapped and protected and covered, and just easier to do with shorts on. So I've been wearing shorts every day, even when it's been kind of cold. Yesterday, I got lunch at the sushi place here in the plaza, and I had to walk down and get it. And I said, oh, man, this is like the first day that I wish I had had pants on. But I made it down there and back. It's not a big deal. But one thing I have learned in this week plus now of dealing with this injury, some of the wraps that they have to put around a bandage are terrible. I've tried a bunch of different kinds. So the stuff they gave me at urgent care, they gave me a bag of what is it? Bacitracin. They gave me that. They gave me some of the non-adhesive pads, some of the tape, and some of the wrap. And they showed me how to wrap it. And they said, keep it covered because you can't let it scab over. And I said, okay, I can do that. And the stuff that they gave me there was great. It didn't hurt. It wasn't too tight. You know, I was able to keep it covered, but it was comfortable. Then I went out to get more, and I couldn't find anything similar to that, so I ended up getting something that was self-adhesive and stuck too tight together and digs into the back of my leg when I bend down, and so I was like, well, that's not the stuff. And then I went and got some other stuff, and that didn't hold. I was like, well, that's not it either. And then I found this really great stuff from Johnson & Johnson. But I went through that roll, and now I can't find that again. Now I'm stuck with this other stuff that kind of feels like it's digging into my leg, the back of my leg. So, yeah, there's just not a lot of... And when you go to any store, and I've been to multiple now, they don't really have a huge variety of options for it. And I guess I got the last one of the stuff that I liked from Walgreens, and they didn't restock. So, I only got to get through another couple of days. I think Monday I'm going to have the stitches out. But anyway, we've got a lot to talk about today. Later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Scott Pemberton in studio and Don Mahler on the phone of the Joe Jesus' 50s Night Committee. We're going to talk about what we can expect this year from 50s Night, which is happening on July 17th. They'll let us know about any changes or any new features. And of course, we'll talk about Joe. And we'll talk about the continued tradition of 50s night in downtown New Bedford. And once again, we will have our continued tradition now. It's been a couple of years in a row. We are going to be playing 50s music all, well, from 3 p.m. to midnight. So that's a lot of music for a talk station. But because it's a special occasion and because it's a special night, we're able to get special permission and we're able to run music from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So on that day, on the 17th, as soon as Barry is over, the 50s music kicks in and it will play all the way until midnight on WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. So no matter where you are, you'll be able to hear it. If you are, you know, home getting ready for 50s night, you can turn on the radio or have it on your Alexa. If you are getting in the car, you can have it in the car radio. If you're walking around 50s night, you can have it playing on the WBSM app. And we usually have a speaker on the table. We'll have the street team down at 50s night. I won't be able to make it this year, but we'll have the street team there. And they'll have the speaker playing the station. And they'll, you know, obviously they'll turn it down because there's usually a bandstand across the street, across Purchase Street from us. And when the band plays, we'll turn it down. But then when the band isn't playing, we'll turn it back up. But I hear from everybody every year how much they love the music and the variety of music, and I'm adding in some new songs into the playlist this year that we don't already have. So it should be a fun broadcast and certainly an excellent night downtown. So we'll talk more about that with Scott and Don in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, after the 7:30 news, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Got a good one for you today. Lot of, you know, what's interesting is because of the time of year that it is, we have two kind of trends when it comes to pop culture news. It's a lot of movie premieres, summer movie blockbuster premieres. And back in those days, this was the time of year that the summer movie started to come out, you know, by mid-June. That's when you first started to see like the first wave of summer movies. But then it was really July 4th weekend where it hit, it got into high gear. And usually your big films all came out in the month of July. June and late June and most of July. So they had plenty of time in the summer movie theaters to get people to come out and see them. Now they start the summer movie season even before Memorial Day. So you see Marvel release its big movies, you know, in early May. And just using Marvel for an example. So now the summer blockbuster season starts earlier, but that's all right because are there really any blockbusters? One of the films that we'll talk about today in the Gen X Files had me looking at some of the opening weekend tallies for movies. And I was trying to see, like, when did a lot of these movies come out? Obviously, you know, majority of them pre-pandemic. Actually, I think all of them were pre-pandemic. But they weren't all straight summer releases. You know, some of the, and, you know, they were summer films, but they might have been released in early May. Like some of the Avengers films and things like that. So we've really changed how it goes. But I've been casually watching how movies have performed this year at the box office. And it does seem like movies are making a comeback. And I like that because I like the experience. I like going to a movie theater. As much as I would prefer to stay home 90% of the time, I do like going to the theater. There's something about being there, seeing it on the screen. I know that the screen, you know, might not be as good as your TV at home. I know that the sound system might be a little hard to hear as you get older. I remember one time I went to go see when Stephen King's It came out, the first chapter. And I went to see it, and the time that I could go see it, the only theater showing it was the closed caption theater. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll go to that one. It might get a little distracting or annoying, but then I was like, you know what? I love this. I wish I could go to every movie like this. But it is funny. I mean, I go to the theater and I will, you know, see a movie without closed captioning. But then when I'm at home, I turn closed captioning on and I'm 5 feet from the TV. But like I said, I'm glad that the movies are doing well because I wouldn't want that experience to be lost. And I'm sure, you know, in other places, they're watching their theaters close up. We lost the flagship in Wareham. We lost the flagship in New Bedford. But if you go to the AMC theater on a weekend, especially, or in the evening, they seem to be doing all right. I don't know how Picture Show does over at South Coast Marketplace. I've never been to that theater. I think the only movie theaters I've been to since the pandemic have been Dartmouth. I went to one in the Blackstone Valley to see Ghostbusters because that was the only one that was showing it when they re-released the 1984 film. I went to the Kingston RPX Theater for one of the Star Wars films, which I think was post-pandemic. I'm not sure. Might have been pre. And then there was... Oh, and then I've been to the... I think it's the AMC Lowe's on the Boston Common because my friend got invited to a movie premiere and I went with her. But I used to go to theaters all over the place. I'd go down the Cape, go to Randolph. I just enjoy the whole thing from walking in and smelling the popcorn to leaving at the end and having to readjust your eyes if you're leaving the daytime, all of it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. By the way, too, we still have your chance to win James Blunt tickets. I will pull the last name after the show today, and then that contest is over for this week. We'll have a new contest that launches after 9 a.m. You're going to have your chance to win tickets to see Hauser. Now, who is Hauser? Well, I'll tell you in a little while, but if you like when people take classical instruments into new heights, you're going to love Hauser. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. But I want to turn you up, figure you out. I want to take you on. These words. One of my favorite REM songs, and one that was kind of forgotten to history until the Bear resurrected it. It was, you never really heard it on the radio, and you never really heard it played in anything. And then it was all over one of the seasons of The Bear. And people like, oh, yeah, I remember that song. Yeah, I never stopped listening to it. Monster is my favorite REM album, which a lot of REM fans, you know, don't feel the same way. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I wonder what the date was. It was this time of year. But I wonder what the date was that I went to that REM concert when Monster came out. It was my first concert that I went to with friends. And we drank Goldschlager in the parking lot. It was not the best choice of things to enjoy. And then when I went home and got sick, I turned to my dad and I said, we're rich because of all the gold flakes. Anyway. It's time now to go to the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
California's governor upset with President Trump. A lawsuit against DNA company 23andMe and a warning about a rare appendix cancer.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom criticizing President Trump's response to protests in the L.A. area. Last night, Newsom said Trump escalated the situation by sending National Guard troops and U.S. Marines to deal with anti-ICE demonstrations. He went on to denounce the immigration raids that led to the protests last week. Newsom called for demonstrators to remain peaceful and promised that anyone arrested during violent protests will be prosecuted. Over 200 people have been arrested so far in the Los Angeles area. ABC News is firing senior national correspondent Terry Moran following a social media post criticizing President Trump and his top aide, Stephen Miller.
That's according to CNN. Moran called Trump and Miller world-class haters in the since-deleted post, saying Miller is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred, while Trump's hatred is only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. ABC first suspended Moran before his firing. I'm Brian Shook.
President Trump was at North Carolina's Fort Bragg yesterday to help kick off the Army's 250th birthday celebration. Trump told hundreds of gathered troops that Saturday is going to be a big day in Washington, D.C. Saturday's parade to honor the Army's 250th birthday is expected to draw hundreds of thousands of attendees. The president praised the troops, calling them the greatest fighting force. The streaming competition is getting a little bit smaller. Disney is taking full control of Hulu.
The media giant has agreed to pay Comcast more than $438 million to buy its stake in the streaming service. Back in 2023, Disney paid Comcast $8.6 billion when it announced it intended to buy Comcast's 33% stake. Disney CEO Bob Iger said the deal clears the way for a deeper and more seamless integration of Disney Plus and Hulu content. The deal is expected to close by July 24th. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Former First Lady Barbara Bush now has her own postage stamp. The Forever Stamp was officially dedicated yesterday at ceremonies in Kennebunkport, Maine. Barbara Bush, of course, married to President George H.W. Bush and the mother of President George W. Bush. Nearly 30 states are suing 23andMe, the DNA genealogy company, filed for bankruptcy. The lawsuit seeks to stop the company from auctioning off the private genetic data of around 15 million customers. The lawsuit argues DNA data, health-related traits, and medical records are too sensitive to be sold without each person's consent. Customers of 23andMe can also take steps to have their genetic information that's stored by the company deleted. Health professionals are warning Americans that they are seeing an increase of a rare cancer among younger than expected patients.
Researchers say they're noticing an uptick of cancers of the appendix in patients in both millennials and Gen Xers. Among millennials, cases reported have quadrupled, and for Gen Xers, cases reported have tripled. According to an analysis published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, data compared from 1975 to 2019 in the U.S. While this type of cancer is still considered to be rare, it's normally detected in patients over the age of 50. I'm Katie Gray.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Rays at Fenway last night 3-1. Those two back at it tonight at 7:10. And Marco Sturm was formally announced as the Bruins head coach yesterday in front of the press.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Temperatures starting out on either side of 60 degrees. Widespread sunshine as we head through the morning and into the afternoon. Not only that, but if you've been waiting for more summer-like weather, well, here you go. Temperatures right along the coast, going to be in the mid-70s. But as you head inland, expect the upper 70s and low 80s. It's still a little muggy today, but that will resolve itself as we move through tonight and into tomorrow. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
cello playing of Hauser. He is he's from Croatia. And he's referred to as the rebel because he doesn't play the cello the way others play the cello. And he is going to be performing at MGM Music Hall at Fenway on Friday, June 20th. And we're going to have your chance to win tickets. The contest page will go live at 9 a.m. And you'll be able to enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And that will go live at 9 because at 9 o'clock will be your last chance to enter to win tickets to James Blunt. And all those tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they're going to have their big anniversary celebration on Friday from 4 to 6. We're going to have Kelly on with us tomorrow to talk a little bit more about that. But it's going to be tastings. It's going to be readings with Stephanie Burke. It's going to be door prizes and raffles and all kinds of fun. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Okay, you taking the cap on this morning?
I do.
You do? Good. Did you watch any of the events unraveling over the past few days out in L.A. and last night in Chicago?
Most of the stuff for the last couple of days. Last night I went to bed about 8:30. So if it happened after then, I didn't see it. I didn't get to see Gavin Newsom's speech or any of that, or I haven't watched that yet.
Really? Okay. But you did see Karen Bass's speak.
I did not. No, I read about it. I didn't watch it.
Oh, all right. I watched Gavin Newsom's speech last night, and he appeared to encourage the rioters out on the street and said, you know, that whole thing, we have to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting against this tyrannical government and da 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 da. Do you think that taking that stance is a comforting stance to take? And do you think that's a positive for the people of California and the people that are participating in these riots, where he's encouraging them to destroy their own city? Do you think that's a positive thing?
Is he encouraging them to destroy the city, or is he encouraging them to stand up against what he believes is the authoritative rule of Donald Trump? Because from what I was reading, I didn't watch it, but I read the speech, I thought he was encouraging them to stand up to, you know, what he thinks is tyrannical oppression.
Well, what do you think that entails? Do you think that might entail being violent on the streets and destroying the federal building and acting out the way they are acting out? Because I think they're pretty much one and the same. Like, keep going. Donald Trump will eventually fold because he doesn't want to see our city destroyed.
So you think telling people to stand up to something that you think is an injustice is equivalent to telling them to riot and destroy things? You think that if people go out and do that, that Gavin Newsom is responsible for that because he said we have to stand up to what's happening?
He's not responsible for it, but he's certainly encouraging it. That's the whole thing. And you've got to take it in context. The context right now is what's going on is people are destroying the city. They're holding people hostage down, you know, in downtown L.A. And the governor, you would expect him to say, you know, calm down, people. Thank you to our federal and local law enforcement for doing their jobs in keeping the population safe and secure. We're just not hearing that from them. We're not hearing. We're hearing keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. That's not a healthy thing. You know, I would not be surprised if he came begging for funding from Donald Trump after this happens, you know, after this calms down and they need to rebuild. If I was Donald Trump, I'd say, no, you wanted this to happen. I'm not helping you. Sorry. Go to Hollywood and ask them for money. You know? So around here, we always,
I would just want to point out that then you must also think that Donald Trump encouraged and incited what happened on January 6th.
You think so?
Yeah. By your own logic.
I think him being there,
didn't he go there and tell everybody they had to fight? Didn't he tell them they had to stand up to what was going on? And then they went and destroyed the Capitol.
Did they destroy the Capitol?
Oh my God! Are you that so far up Donald Trump's behind that you can't say that they destroyed the Capitol? The Capitol was destroyed.
No.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to have this conversation anymore. You're not even a rational human being.
You're just angry.
I'm angry because you're an idiot.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you have a good morning.
Yeah. Are you that stupid? Or do you think that I'm that stupid? Did they destroy the Capitol? Yeah, I watched it happen live on television. Windows smashed. Interior things inside the torn down. Don't be that stupid. Don't think that I'm that stupid, and don't think that the audience is that stupid. Tell me to put my thinking cap on. You need to go out and find one. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Wow, that escalated quickly. Idiot and stupid, huh?
Well,
I'll just say this. So in the same thinking, though, so do you accept them both to be true or both to be untrue?
I don't think that what happened with Gavin Newsom and him reading the speech, I don't think he was talking about going out there and continuing to protest. I think continuing to loot and riot and things like that. I think what he's talking about is standing up to what he is saying is a, dictatorial, tyrannical, whatever word you want to use, government.
But the guy saying the same thing, the guy you were just talking to, he wanted to stick with his position when that January 6th was what you just said, and that the guy he doesn't support wasn't. So you're doing the total opposite. But then when he said that, you called him an idiot and stupid.
No, he was saying that Gavin Newsom was encouraging them to continue to destroy the city.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You're saying he wasn't. But then you're saying Trump was encouraging them to riot after January 6th.
I don't think Trump encouraged people to riot. I don't think he was encouraging them to go in and destroy the city, destroy the Capitol.
Either way, all right. But I was just listening. So the thing I was calling was, did you see how in the beginning, though, when they said that this only happened once Gavin Newsom and Karen Bassam, this only happened once the National Guard came into town, but then all these videos are coming out with it was just the police at one point and all the people were attacking the police. Did you see the video of they had the police trapped underneath the bridge?
No, you're talking about in L.A. they were attacking the police?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they have them all trapped underneath the bridge, a bridge somewhere, and they're tearing apart the road above, and they're taking these boulders out from the side of the street, and they're smashing all the police cars, and even one of them hits the police officer, and his helmet knocks it off, and they have them trapped underneath there. So when that video came out, Gavin Newsom, he retweeted like, yeah, this is from 2020. But it's been proven it's not. It was from like 5 days ago,
Well, I know one of the things he was calling out was James Woods, the actor, was posting a lot of footage that was from 2020 and claiming that it was stuff that was happening in the moment. Sure. And it turns out that was all wrong.
He called this one out, this video. They had the police. If you look it up, I was just watching it. I haven't watched much of it, but I saw that when they have them the bridge, and they are throwing boulders at them and they can't get out. And Gavin Newsom said that was from 2020. But that was the whole thing. He's saying this was only a pushback of Trump sending over the National Guard. But this thing was already out of hand well before that. That's why he had to call the National Guard in. So that's what it seemed like. That's my opinion.
But do you think that should have been something that was done in conjunction with the governor? That it shouldn't have been something that he unilaterally decided on his own?
I think whatever the governor's, and I might lose you because I'm going through a low spot.
Sure.
But I think whatever he's doing right now is definitely politically driven because he wants to run for president next term around. So he's either going to try to make himself a martyr, which is why he's saying he wants to get arrested. Or he's just going to make this very political that this is all just in opposition to Trump sending in the National Guard. But really, this is all in opposition to the rule of law.
Right. Yeah, I did. I lost you. But I get your point. I did lose you, though. Hold on. Let me put this call on hold. I was going to make a point to that, but now I lost it. Yeah, well, it'll come to me. I swear. It's all right. Mary will back. Mary will bail me out here. I know she has something to say. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I will bail you out of nothing.
Well, I mean, you'll have something to say to fill the airtime.
I've got something to say to you.
All right.
You make statements and you leave part of it out.
What part
did
I leave out?
How convenient for you. That man that called up and was talking about what Newsom was saying and blah, blah, blah. And you're just like the Democrats. So I believe you are one now. I mean, when Donald Trump said, this is what you left out. When he said, yeah, fight, go and protest peacefully, respectfully, you left that out.
No, hold on. I was not trying to make the point that I thought that Donald Trump incited what happened. What I said was, by his logic, if he thought what Gavin Newsom said incites it, then he must have thought that Donald Trump incited it.
You didn't have to leave those extra two words out of it. That doesn't help. Did you ever once hear Donald Trump inciting violence and telling him to go to the street and burn cars and break down buildings and hurt people? Did you ever hear him say anything like that?
No, but I think he likes when it happens.
Well, there's a lot of people that like what happens. He's not even getting a paycheck, and here he is doing all. And now they're mad because he sent the national guy. What do you want the guy to do? They're destroying the city, and you're not happy that he sent help over there?
Listen, there's lots
of...
I've been
listening to you for a long time.
There's lots of people who are posting videos and posting things that are happening and coverage of it saying, nothing's destroyed.
You didn't answer my question, but did you ever hear him incite violence and tell people to go and do that kind of stuff? Can you say you heard it? Because then you're going to have to tell me where you heard it.
Did he tell them to go down and destroy the Capitol? No.
Answer my question. You're dancing around again. You're like
dance. What did I just say? I just said no.
Was that so hard? I asked you three times. Come on, Mr. Weisberg. What do you want
now,
the
where
man
did,
to
did
do?
You hear Gavin Newsom go and tell people? Did you tell Gavin?
And the Dems are against it. Can I say what I said? I know you're going to hang up any second now. I'm not going to swear, but I sure wish that I could right now because it feels good when I do.
Well,
bad
please
words,
don't.
They feel good. The guy's not getting a paycheck. He's sending help because they're ruining our country. And there's Maxine Waters with her damn dog face over there. They won't let me in. I tried to get in. Go home, lady. And how come at her age that her face ain't rotting away? Maybe she is drinking little baby's blood, huh?
No,
like Hillary Clinton.
All right.
She's doing all that adenochrome crap. And you know it.
Oh, my God. You are such a fool, Mary. You are a fool. You believe any conspiracy theory that you find online. You are so duped. You are so duped into the MAGA cult. There's no hope for you.
You are, yeah. There's no hope for you. You want your own country destroyed. That's traitor. You're a traitor.
No, I want it not destroyed by the moron you elected to put in charge of it.
It's okay with you for what they do because he sent help and you're mad about it?
I'm mad about it because he didn't contact the governor and say, I'm going to send these people in there.
I'm not going to be able to digest my breath.
What do you think about the photos that Gavin Newsom put out there of the way that these troops are stuck sleeping on floors and don't have any food and don't have any fuel and because they just sent them there for a political stunt and not for an actual operation?
Donald Trump's fault. Every single...
Because it is, Mary. Because it is.
You get a rotten sandwich one day, and it's Trump's fault.
Probably.
You can see it already. You can see it already.
Actually, I'll blame RFK Jr. for that, because it's probably something he rescinded.
My phone call today.
Okay.
I know you'll survive my phone call. You always survive.
I will.
Have a great one.
You as well. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. I don't like arguing with people at 6 o'clock in the morning, but hold on. Let me... Were you calling back, Mary? All right, I don't think she meant to. All right, I got to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments. And the sun is out. It's shining bright. And that means maybe you should be thinking about going solar. and at least have the conversation about going solar. Even if you're not 100% certain it's what you want to do, then I would recommend calling Isaacson Solar, having them come out to your home, sit down, talk to you, take a look at your property, tell you where you can put the solar panels, and give you honest, direct answers about how it all works. Because too often now, you know, people's ideas of going solar are based on the folks that come and knock on their door and try to give them the sales pitch and get them to sign on to a solar system before they even walk off the front porch. And that's not what Isaacson's all about. In fact, they will never come and knock on your door. They only come to your home if you invite them to come to your home. Or people might go online and start looking into things, and you never know what's propaganda and what's stuff that's just people putting up there because, you know, they're paid by the other industries to try to stomp on solar. And so we really don't know who to trust and who to believe. Well, that's why you want to have Isaacson come out to you, because they will look you in the eye and tell you the truth about going solar. And if it's not right for you, that's okay. They'll leave happy that they were at least able to give you the answers that you were looking for in the most transparent way possible. How do you get it all going? Well, reach out to them on their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Have them come out and talk with you. And I swear, even if you don't go solar, you'll feel better about it because at least you found out for sure. isaacsonsolar.com.